Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Our friend from Dormont, Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. We're good. What street did you grow up on, Ray?
Grandin Avenue. About 200-yard stone toss from Dormont Pool on Banksville Road.
Oh, there he goes. Okay, Ray. Yeah, he's big at the Dormont Pool. All right, let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, let's talk about a very serious issue, and that's the Anthony Ciccolo issue. Although he's a down-the-liner on the roster, it's something that's serious right now. Do you think that he, number one, should he dress on Monday night? And number two, if he does, is that an indicator on the level of guilt in which maybe he'll be found with? You follow what I'm saying? Like, do you think the Steelers, the calls will be made to the state police and it'll be like, hey, is he going to be found guilty of this or not? And that'll be an indicator on if he'll dress Monday.
Yeah, no, I think the Steelers are going to be very measured. I think they want to be fair to all the parties that are involved here. And I think they'll make their call when they're confident. And if they're not confident by over the weekend or for Monday night, I just think they'll tell Anthony to stay home like they told him to do on Monday. So I don't think there's going to be any rash decisions. As you mentioned, he's a backup. He's their top backup, but it's not like they absolutely need him in this football game. So, no, if there's any doubt, I don't think he'll dress. And I think it's just one of those situations where Art Rooney and Kevin Colbert want to gather as much information as possible before they make a call on it.
What are their levels of confidence or doubt? And I know it's early because they get an extra day to prepare this week, but their levels of confidence or doubt in T.J. Watt's ability to be ready to go Monday night?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one. I mean, anytime you have an oblique injury as an athlete, it could be a little bit bothersome. And, you know, Mike called it an abdominal injury yesterday. I don't know if there's much of a difference. He's going to sort of start the week questionable, and, you know, we'll see where that goes. So I would expect they'll make a move. I think the obvious move would be, for Paxton Lynch to be sent back down to the practice squad, which would open up a roster spot to sign an outside linebacker. So I would expect them to do that because both Ciccolo and TJ's situations, only Ola Adeniyi is on the roster besides Bud Dupree. After those two guys. So there are some serious depth issues there. Colin, I saw your tweet before. I know you said, move Ulysses Gilbert out there if you have to. I'd rather move Vince Williams out there because Vince has actually done that a couple of times. He's a better rusher, and he has more experience. The only issue with that is Mark Barron isn't healthy, and you need Vince Williams on the inside. So they just have depth issues all throughout their linebacker core. And that's what makes this situation a little bit more, difficult for them to dance around.
Well, then why don't you tell me like the rest of Pittsburgh is on Twitter how Tuzar Skipper is going to turn into Lawrence Taylor?
Colin, I wrote about that last week, okay? I wrote about Fred Johnson, Tuzar Skipper, and Deontay Spencer. And I think it was my most read story of the entire year. It was more than 30,000 page views. It only goes to show how much people view the guys, how they view the backups on this team. It's just like the backup quarterback situation. Like, the guy you cut is better than the guy you keep just because he got picked up by the New York Giants. So, listen, Tuzar Skipper very well may be the guy they picked up. We'll find out, by this afternoon when the waiver claims are in. But there's a reason he was cut twice. He wasn't good enough to be on the Steelers for week one, and the Giants took a look at him for half a season, and they made a move too. So he might be their best option. But yeah, let's not kid ourselves and believe he's going to be the next James Harrison either.
Ray, we talked about Mason Rudolph earlier this morning and just the idea of if this team's going to crawl back into it from 2-4, they're, I think, 11th in the AFC playoff picture right now. If they're going to crawl back into it, it involves Mason Rudolph being more than just okay or so-so. It kind of requires him doing, at the very least, what he's done up to this point. Statistically, his numbers are very good. I think he's over 100 in quarterback rating, 7 touchdowns to go with 2 picks. But it requires him perhaps throwing the offense on his shoulders because they still haven't found traction with the run game much as of yet. Is that in there? And what do you get? Do you get a sense of where he's at right now in relation to the offense going into this Dolphins game?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think he was getting close to being a pretty decent quarterback before that injury, and you know we'll see where it goes. After being, you know, inactive for about 2 weeks here. I don't want to say he has to restart, but, you know, he's going to have to sort of pick up where he left off, and that's not always easy. You mentioned the running game, and we can look at other quarterbacks in the league right now who have a good running game, and I don't want to say they're just being game managers, but they're making plays just when they have to. You know, look at Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't have great numbers, but he's on a team with a great defense and a great running game. So there are ways to win with guys like Mason Rudolph. It's just that right now with the Steelers, the running game's not there. The defense is actually getting much better. If you look at the Steelers' defensive stats over the last 3 games and you compare them to the Patriots and 49ers, which I'm doing later this week, it's pretty close. I mean, the points per game, the Steelers are right around 15. You know, the 49ers are around 11, and the Patriots are ridiculous. They're about 8 per game. But that Steelers defense, since they acquired Minka Fitzpatrick, it's been really, really good. So they have part of the formula to have a winning team here. But that running game, and as you mentioned, Mason's overall play, both those things have to come around if the Steelers are going to make things interesting here in the second half.
You can text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, joining us. I don't know if you've talked to Kevin Colbert about this or maybe just some people within the organization or even outside the organization, but moving this trade deadline, it forces people to let the injury sift through. It allows the record to kind of you understand what you are. It maybe forces some temptation to set in as well. It doesn't make it like buyers and sellers clearly defined like baseball and hockey, but it adds a lot of spice to this, Ray.
It does, and I think you're seeing that with some of the movement around the league. You know, the Patriots have always been a wild card. They've always kind of done things a different way, but, you know, they've been making moves left and right. You've seen some other teams jump into it, too. You know, Mike Tomlin was asked about that yesterday, and the Steelers rarely do it, but they did it this year with Fitzpatrick. And the way Mike explained it was, listen, they just did all of their homework on this guy just a little more than a year ago. They felt really, really comfortable with him as a person and as a player. So they clearly coveted him like as a top 5, top 10 pick in that 2018 draft. So that's why they did that trade. I don't get the idea that the Steelers are going to be in the market again for another big trade. I mean, I never say never. Mike actually did mention Jerome Baker of the Dolphins yesterday, the inside linebacker, who they really like too. So maybe a situation like that with a team that's tanking, if you can get a mid-level player like Baker.
Well, and Ray, they regularly have multiple staff members at Ohio State's Pro Day, and Vinette was there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not closing the door on it, but just listening to Mike's comments yesterday, I don't get the idea that they're itching to make a move. I mean, when they're healthy, they're pretty much set at inside linebacker. I mean, you're not going to bring in Jerome Baker and, you know, just put Mark Barron on the bench after, you know, you lay out $12 million on the table for him. They're just not going to do that. So, you know, if there was a bad injury and, you know, somebody had to go to IR, I'd say it's probably more of a likelihood. But right now, I just don't think it's going
to
happen.
Let me go back just real briefly, Ray, to Mason Rudolph. Are they any closer to, and I don't mean this in regards to sort of opening the top off the offense and going deep more often, but more in regards to allowing him to make calls at the line, are they any closer to opening the full playbook to him and letting him make those adjustments at the line that perhaps weren't a part of his preparations the first few weeks?
Yeah, I think it's going to come slowly, week by week. I think you saw in that first start in San Francisco, I don't think there was a lot of freedom. I think, you know, they were running into a lot of eight-man boxes, and it just wasn't it was kind of obvious that, you know, they didn't give him, you know, the full freedom in that game. I think you'll see it more and more. You know, he has to be comfortable in what they're doing, too. So it's a two-way street. It's one thing for Randy to say, hey, you know, this is what Ben did. But, you know, Ben had 15 years of experience in that offense. You know, Mason has, what, three or four games? So you're drawing from a lot less experience. Defenses are going to show you blitz, and then they're going to drop back off. I mean, there's a lot of reading and a lot of sort of intuition to what goes into making these checks. So, you know, I think it's hard to ask Mason to do what Ben did, but I think slowly but surely you will see him have more freedom to do the audibles, and I think that obviously will help because presumably it's going to get them into a better play.
All right, Ray. Ray, we got a Keurig machine in studio now.
It's real big.
I heard Dunkin' Donuts hooked you guys up, too.
Right about that.
They did.
Yes, yes. We were crowing a little bit about the coffee situation in the studio then, or in the office, and then bang.
So when you come in on one of these Fridays, you know, when you guys do the round table, you just stop in and maybe we even get you a cup.
That sounds awesome. I think I'll do that this coming Friday or next time I'm in.
All right. Good. We'll see you then. Thank you, Ray. We'll talk soon.
All right, guys. Talk to you.
See
you, Ray.
As always, wonderful to chat with.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.